Robert Caro is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and one of America's greatest biographers. But beyond his achievements, he's one of my biggest inspirations, and I want to tell a story about why. He spent years writing alone when he first got started. These years, he was filled with self-doubt, and Caro faced all kinds of mental struggles while writing this first book, The Power Broker, which eventually ends up winning the Pulitzer Prize. But okay, back to the beginning. When he was writing this book, he was tight on money and he worried that he might never finish it. It was one of those projects where he got enthralled in the research, and 5 years into writing this book, he was having financial troubles and people started asking him about how long he'd been working on it. Natural question, right? But they'd say things like, "How long have you been working on that thing, man? Feels like forever, huh?" You know, ribbing him a little. And Caro dreaded questions like that. He felt like a crazy human being working on this project over and over again, just obsessing over it. But then, because he couldn't afford an office, serendipitously, he ends up applying to be able to write in this invitation-only room at the New York Public Library, and it's called the Allen Room, and it's only for serious writers. And in this room, he walks in, and he's looking around. He's like, wow, I know that respected writer, I know that respected writer. He meets all of these people who share his enthusiasm for the craft of writing. These people were different than the average person who was saying, why are you working on this book for so long? Instead, they'd say things like, 5 years? Oh, not a big deal. I've been working on my biography of George Washington for 9. Then another person would say something like, oh yeah, totally normal. My first book took 7 years. In the Allen Room, Caro was able to meet other writers who were on the exact same writing path that he was. And instead of writing alone, he found a community of people who he could share his struggles with, who he could talk through the challenges that we all face as a writer, whether you're starting off, whether you're writing online, or whether you're working on a book that's going to end up winning a Pulitzer Prize. He discussed those subtle challenges that we face whenever we try to do great work, whenever we try to transcend society's expectations and enter into a higher realm of creation. For the first time in his life, Caro saw himself as a peer to famous writers, and no longer was he lurking from the outside. He was in the club now. Conversations in the Allen Room turned into daily lunches, and daily lunches turned into lifelong friendships. And these conversations, this friend group, that's what made Caro feel like a writer. It wasn't the years of being a journalist beforehand. It wasn't all the time that he had spent working on this book in solitude. It was the friendships. It was the community. It was the group of people who could support him. That's what made Caro look in the mirror and say, you know what? I am a writer. This story has influenced nearly every aspect of what we've tried to do with the Rite of Passage experience, from mentor groups to live writing workshops, because I felt like Caro in my early days. And while I'm a long way away from a Pulitzer Prize winning book, I know what it's like to write in isolation. I know what it's like to be passionate and enthusiastic about ideas and to work hard on something that you believe in and to talk to other people and have them say, why are you doing that? You've been working on this for too long. There's no rhyme or reason for that. But you know what? You're so enthusiastic about that project that you know that is justified, even if you can't explain it. And the conversations that we try to have in Rite of Passage, they orbit around the culture of that Allen Room. And reflecting on what made that room so transformative for him, Robert Caro said, and I quote, "The talk was often about the problems of research and writing, about the mysteries of our shared craft. And suddenly, just by being given a desk in the Allen Room, I had been made to feel a part of a community of writers." And so whatever it is that you do, if you're trying to write, if you're trying to level up, one of my top recommendations is find a couple people who can hold you accountable, but also who you can talk about the struggles and challenges of this craft with. Because when you do that, you're not going to feel like a crazy person anymore, but also you're going to discover things about your writing process, about what it takes to do great work, that are hard to discover when you're just trapped in your own mind.